condition.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here at the Free Mark Emery Rally, and we got a guest here, one of the organizers. Do you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Chris Goodwin. I'm one of the members of the Toronto Hash Mob, and we're here at the U.S. Consulate protesting the U.S. extradition of Mark Emery. A few days ago, he was sent to a U.S. jail in Seattle, and on Monday, he's going to be sentenced to 5 years in a U.S. Gulag federal penitentiary for a crime, a non-violent crime, a peaceful crime, that would have gotten a $200 fine in Canada. So we're here openly smoking marijuana. We've taken over the middle island in front of the U.S. consulate, which they don't allow to happen. There's actually a ban on protesting within 100 feet of the U.S. consulate, and this grass is within 100 feet of that. So, yeah, we've basically been successful so far. There's over a few hundred people here. We're all making our voices heard.
And I'm glad the some info is getting out on the Mark Emery situation. And I know that the Hash Mob's been doing some actions. What's been going on at the MP's office?
Well, recently a new form of activism has started by the people in Vancouver at Cannabis Culture Headquarters. These are political occupations. We are staging sit-ins and smoke-ins and vape-ins and rolling joints in Conservative Member of Parliament's offices all throughout Canada. In Ontario, we've done 6 of these occupations already. I encourage you to look them up. Obviously, because of very strategic aspects, we can't release it publicly months ahead of time or even a day ahead of time. They will inevitably lock the doors. But if your Conservative Member of Parliament in your riding or somewhere near you has a door open, I encourage you to go in, occupy that office, roll joints if there's a medical marijuana user there, vaporize with a portable vaporizer like an eye inhale or a vapor genie, and maybe if you're ballsy enough, you might want to even smoke a joint. Because in Ontario, we have a tobacco bylaw, the Ontario Smoke Free Act, that's specific to nicotine, but marijuana like incense and other herbs can be burned indoors in Ontario. So I encourage you, if you feel up to it, to peacefully, respectfully, and cooperatively, but civil disobediently, smoke a joint, possess marijuana, vaporize, but mainly occupy and sit in a member of Parliament's office in Canada, a Conservative member.
For the listeners who don't know about what's been going on with Mark Emery, what's the situation?
Well, after 5 years out on bail, we basically kept him in Canada for 5 years. He basically was taken for transport. The U.S. extradition order was signed by Justice Minister Rob Nicholson. Now it's up to our public safety minister, Vic Taves. If he wants to bring a Canadian back to this country, he can do it with a stroke of his pen. So we got to encourage Conservative Member of Parliament Vic Taves, he's the Public Safety Minister, write him a letter, call his office, stage a political occupation at his office, and make sure he is told by no uncertain terms that we demand Mark Emery comes back to Canada.
What's the situation with Mark Emery right now? Like, do you know what his status is? Is he still in Canada or is he in America?
Mark Emery is right now, as of like 48 hours ago, in a Seattle, Washington jail. It's called SeaTac. It's basically a holding facility for, I think, international crime, extraditions, frauds, whatever, import, export. But he doesn't have the right, basically, to see anybody. A few Seattle activists wanted to go see him, but the restrictions are so great in SeaTac that only your mother, father, sister, brother, wife can go see you. And they're going to prevent Jody from being able to see Mark, too. So it's very difficult to cross into a foreign country to see your husband in a foreign jail. So we encourage everybody to write Mark Emery letters. Look on cannabisculture.com, noextradition.net, markemery.ca. Find out how you can help. Mark Emery has a list of over 100 ways you can help his cause. You don't always have to do an occupation. You don't always have to call. But there's 99 other things you can do. So I'm encouraging everyone to do something because this is a noble cause. We are a peaceful group of people, and we're not going to take it anymore.
What I wanted to ask you, though, is with all this going on, and I know that there's videos that are going viral on cannabisculture.com, and what happened at your recent actions at MP Peter Kent's office? What actually happened when you went?
Well, this is also Erin Gorman, too, another Toronto Hash Mob activist, but she lives up in Thornhill. We did do Peter Kent's office first. That was about 10 days ago. It was very successful. We sat in the office. Calla was there. He's one of the ones that videotaped it from Dope Chef.
DopeChef.com, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Check that out because those videos are going viral. We're talking thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are watching these videos. And, basically what happens is we can peacefully and legally occupy a member of parliament's office, we do so with the intention of shock and awe. We're rolling joints, we're yelling out free Mark Emery, we're disturbing the peace in a way. So in some cases they could charge us with mischief for that, but if as long as you keep it peaceful and cooperative, you end up getting to a point of negotiation. They demand to start having meetings with us. Within the past 5 years, we've never been able to get them on the phone. We've never been able to set up a half-hour meeting with the member of parliament, Peter Kent. And so far, the meetings we've had with their executive staff, as well as the members of parliament that we've seen, have all been encouraging. We've told them that we will come back and occupy for days if we have to, if they do not follow our demands, issue press releases, issue statements, things that we have common ground. Obviously, they might disagree with us on a lot of things, but if they make a commitment to Canadian sovereignty, to individual rights, to some issue we agree with, that we have common ground, that we're making inroads. So please look for those type of avenues and find them wherever you can, and we're making a difference. We're going to change this war on drugs. We're going to end prohibition.
Definitely, and it's good to see this activism going on. But I was just wondering, why you've taken the step of going to actually not only protesting at these government offices, but actually joining the Conservative Party.
Well, I've been a member of the Conservative Party for about 3 years now, actually. So the whole goal with me has been infiltration. So obviously it's been public. I go to every meeting I can. I go to all the pub nights. I go to the executive meeting. It's the same stuff I did between 18 and, I'm 30 now, but between about 17 and 27, 18 to 28, I was with the NDP. And I actually think I was very successful working with Hamilton NDP representatives like Chris Charlton, David Christofferson, a whole bunch of other, Wayne Marsden, Matt Murnaud. There's now End Prohibition with Dana Larson and Kirk Tusaw and all the other Vancouver activists. The NDP has really came around. But eventually, after 8 to 10 years in that, Jack Layton is a good fan of ours and does a lot of stuff for us. But he basically said, if you want to make a bigger difference, we agree with you. You're preaching to the choir now. If we were in power, if I was the Prime Minister, marijuana would be legal. So you got to go convince them. So now, although it's boring and it sucks and all these conservative meetings can be 8 hours of drivel, you got to do it. You got to put in the time, put on the suit and tie. But my goal has been infiltrating them.
How do they act, though, when you bring up issues like cannabis?
You'd be surprised. I normally argue that, the numbers that are representative of, 10% of our culture or, the population uses pot and whatever, it's no different with police officers. It's no different with nurses. It's no different with teachers. It's no different with conservatives. They smoke just as much pot as liberals. They do just as much coke as, socialists. They do all at the same rate, realistically. So you got to find the issues that appeal to them. Conservatives like Ron Paul in the United States and other libertarians have that, individual sovereignty type mentality. They believe in individual rights. They believe in the freedom to be able to put in your body whatever you want. So I am a lot more libertarian. It always used to bother me being a member of the NDP that I don't actually agree with the socialistic viewpoint that the party recommends outside of their drug policy reform. So although they wanted to change our laws on marijuana, I don't believe in any one of their other causes. But that's all politics. Even if I was an NDP, down to the core, I would still probably join the Conservatives and spend years just trying to influence how they believe in individual rights and sovereignty and other issues.
Right, and so we got this big protest here today. I guess I just wanted to, because you just brought up Ron Paul, so I was just wondering about, would you classify this almost as a herbal tea party?
Yeah, I think we are starting the herbal tea party in Canada, and I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but there's the Freedom Party of Canada that was started by Mark Emery back in, 81 to 85 era as the Un-Party, and he took it over, and I think it's going to get revamped again. I think there's going to be money bombs and a blimp and all that kind of fun Ron Paul revolution type stuff here in Canada, but in a marijuana type sense. The Freedom Party is really embracing the marijuana culture like no other. Even like Jack Layton, when he came to Mark Emery's house, that was one of the biggest things that happened in Canadian politics, I think. And I think this is going to be bigger. I think the Freedom Party of Canada might just offer an alternative on the right. It might split the right just enough that we could have a huge impact on Canadian politics. And that's my viewpoint. If you guys agree with me, I encourage you to come support us. Look up Freedom Party of Canada on Google, and we're going to be handing out application forms. We're going to be running candidates throughout Canada, and we're going to try and do things a lot differently. But this isn't our only tactic. We're still doing civil disobedience, direct action, occupation. And I hope the Canadian public understands understand and sympathize with our cause and realize how powerful our message is.
Exactly. Word up. We're looking out for freedom. And Chris Goodwin.
Hashmob.ca if you want to look out for our group.
Thanks a lot, man.
Free Mark Emery! Free Mark Emery!